Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi Sai. I must confess I'm very impressed with this Shir Yomi, day in, day out. It's a wonderful idea, and we should try to have it in Yerushalayim and Mitzvah Shem also. And shkoyach to the organizers of Tzmidim Kisidon. On Leila Seder, we have it's a night of Zech L'Tziyat Yitzrayim. So it's known the question that Minchas Chinuch asks it in Mitzvah Kaf Aleph, what's the difference between the Sipur Yitzias Yitzrayim of Leila Seder and what we've got to do every year? Every day of the year, we also have to, there's a mitzvah of Zech Yitzias Yitzrayim daily, day and night. So what's so special about Leila Tezvav? That's the question of the Minchas Chinuch and Mitzvah Kaf Aleph. So Chaim Brisker answers that there's a few differences, and the most outstanding one is that on Leil Tetzvav it has to be done specifically through Sheila Uchuba, question and answer. And the rest of the year, it's enough if you just recite Yetzias Yitzrayim without necessarily going through the procedure of question and answer. But Leil Seder, specifically it has to be done through Sheila Uchuba. So the question number one I'd like to ask him that is, the chiyuv of Sipur Yetzias Yitzrayim of Leil Tetzvav is said in the Pasuk, at the end of Pashas Bo, v'igata labincha bayom ahu, the Gemara Dashin's bayom ahu is Leil Tezvav, pavulza asah Hashem li b'tzeit Mitzrayim. You know what this pasuk is being said? By which ben? By the ben she'eino yodea lishos. That's what happens to me. So if the whole uniqueness of this mitzvah is through Sheila v'tshuva, why did the Torah decide to reveal it to us specifically by the ben that there is no Sheila v'tshuva? Ben she'eino yodea lishos, there's no Sheila v'tshuva there. By the way, Stam Hera, on the way, by Agav Ucha, you know there's four sons, but there's only three answers. You have a look in the Agada, you'll see that Alba Bonin Dibla Tayra, but if you go through the answers, there's three. Two get the same identical answer. Which two am I referring to? The Eino Yodea Lishol and the Rasha. And you look, Mamish, word for word, the same answer. Also in the Torah, the answer to the Russia is hinted in the Ben She'eino Yodea Lishol. And because why it says Meir Simcha the Baal Meshach Chachma, that also the Russia Be'etzem is not really asking. Therefore, it doesn't say by the Russia's question Ki Yishal Chavincha, rather Ki Yomar Rechavincha. Ki Yomar, meaning he's mocking, he wants to make fun. It's not that he really is asking. So both are not asking questions. The Eino Yodea Lishol, simply he's not asking, and the Russia also is making fun, mocking. But he's not asking either. So therefore, they get the same answer. But going back to our question, and still, why did the Torah tell us about the Sipur of Leil Tezvav, specifically by a ben, She'eino Yodea Lishol? That's question number one. Question number two, what's the oimik that tonight of Leil Tezvav, it has to be done through Sheila V'tshuva? The whole year, it does not have to be done through Sheila V'tshuva. On Leil Tezvav, what's the uniqueness? Sheila v'tshuva. It has to be done through question and answer. Why? Now, whatever happens in Leila Seder, especially if it's from the Torah, it's connected to the essence of what's happening. How does question answer connect to the mahut, to the essence of Leila Seder? How? That's question number two. Question number three, I would like to ask that we say in Minchas Shabbos, and it's a combination of two psukim, Ato Echad, V'Shimcha Echad, U'mi Ke'amcha Yisrael Goy Echad Bo'aretz. It's interesting that the Achdus of Hashem is said B'Nichusa. Simply, Ato Echad, V'Shimcha Echad. And how is the Achdus of the Jewish people being said? A rhetorical question. U'mi Ke'amcha Yisrael. Mi is Loshan Sheila. U'mi Ke'amcha Yisrael Goy Echad Bo'aretz. Why is that so? Could have been said also Ata Echad, V'Shimcha Echad, V'Yisrael Goy Echad Ba'aretz. It's a pasuk in Divrei Hayamim. Umi Ke'amcha Yisrael. Why is the virtue of Achdus Yisrael brought out through a rhetorical question? In contrast to the previous two, Ata Echad V'Shimcha Echad, which is not a tmiya. Ata Echad V'Shimcha Echad. Although Umi Ke'amcha Yisrael, that's brought down in the question of tmiya. The question number three is, why is that so? Another question, and I'm about to finish the questions, is a very kishmak maral, and that's what Yisrael Perek on his base, that he brings down the Gemara in Masechet Sanhedrin Daf Tzadik Gimel, that the Gemara on the pasuk that says about David HaMelech, Yodea Nogen, and Gibo Chayil. When Shmuel saw him, he saw the Dover is Yodea Nogen, Gibo Chayil. Pshut Shemika, what does that mean? Yodea Nogen, he's musical. He knows how to play a nigger. And Gibo Chayil, he's a strong soldier. The Gemara Dashin's though, in the Sechet Sanhedrin, a little bit different. That what? Yodea Nogen, says the Gemara, is Yodea Lishol. He knows how to ask good questions. Gibuchal, he knows how to answer good. So Gibuchal, that means he knows how to answer good. You can understand the relationship between Gibuchal and knowing how to answer. You have to overcome a difficulty. That's a shtick of vura. What's the shakas tradition, Yodea Nogen and Yodea Lishol? Why is asking a question called being musical? How does it fit into Pshuta Shemikra? So the Ma'am over there says in Netzach Perek Lamazes, and to some of the hair, he says, "Pirush, mi sheyodea nogen v'hashoyev, mida achas lehem." They have the common denominator. Someone who asks good questions and someone who yodea nogen, they have a common denominator. What? V'fi shehatorah mesameach lev ha'odom. The Torah makes your heart happy. V'kasher yishal adam. When you ask, a person asks for a good kasher, who mesameach lev ha'shomea. When you hear a good kasher from a kveger, it gives you simcha. Uposeach es liboy, and it opens your heart, atche sameach, till you're happy. K'moy she'oise mi she'yodea nogen. Just like when you hear of like a shmak of kalvach nigen. What does it do to you? You had like a tough day, then you hear a kalvach nigen. It opens your heart. A good kasha opens your heart, like music does. Uposeach es liboy, atche sameach. It's material from the words of the Maharal that there's a certain kind of simcha by hearing a question, even more than when you hear the answer. Because hearing an answer is called Yibucha. That's already a different mitzvah. The Yodea Nogen, which is music, hearing a nigen, poseach of Salev, Achis Sameach, is said specifically regarding hearing a question than hearing an answer. What's the simcha that you have when you hear a good kasha? I don't know, most people get irritated when they hear an unanswered question. But, which is true, there is something irritating if you hear a question and you're left to high and dry, like they say in America. But I'm copying the wrong saying that Yodea Nogen is someone, Yodea Lishol, Ki Hashel, Kashu Shomea Hashelo, Mesameach Lev Hashomea, Uposeach Eslibo Ad Shesameach. What is the simcha that you have by a question more than even by an answer? That's question number four. And the last question is, what is really the chashivas? Not only specifically on Lala Seder. What is the chashivas of questioning and answering? What's the difference if information comes to you stam, or it comes to you as solving a question? What's the difference between these two? So basically, we have our five questions today. Question number one, if the uniqueness of Lala Seder is Shelo v'tshuva, why did the Torah reveal it? Dafka by the Ben, She'eino Yodea Lisho. That's question number one. Question number two, how does Shela V'tshuva connect to the essence of what happened in Yetziat Mitzrayim? That was question number two. Question number three, why is Achdus Yisrael mentioned in a rhetorical question? Umi Ka'amcha Yisrael? That was question number three. Question number four, the Chiddush of the Maharal, that Simcha is by a Shela, Shmiat HaShela, even more to a certain degree, of course, than when you hear the answer. And the last question is, what's the significance of information that you absorb as a result of an answer to a question? So regarding that last question, let's go a little bit into the sugya. So in Lashon HaKodesh, Shela and Bakusha are very similar. In modern Hebrew, Shela is a question, and Bakusha is a request. But in Lashon HaKodesh, they're both requests. So nevertheless, what's the difference between Shela and Bakusha? So the Gra, on his parish, the Megillas Esther says, V'atan Esther Amalka V'toymar Imatza Sichem Benecha Tinos Li Nafshi V'She'elosi V'ami V'Bakoshosi. There's the going on the spot there, She'elosi Al Atmi U'Bakoshosi Al Acherim. So then it says She'elos for yourself, Bakoshos for others. So I heard from Rami Shapira Shlita, it explains, what does that mean? When Esther Amalka asks for her nation, it's also for herself. It's an extension of self. Who'd she ask for? Brothers and sisters and cousins? And that's against self. So why isn't it a different lesson? She said that the grain means the following Nakuda. She'ela, the root of it, is the word al. She'al. Al is a lack. Al. Al telech, al tavo. It's a chisaron. And bakosha means it's needed, objectively speaking. Esther Amalka told the Achashverosh that the Jewish people have to live for two reasons. A, they're my people. I'm biased, subjectively speaking. I want my people to live. That's called She'ela. Bakosha means, objectively, forget about my needs. The world cannot exist without the Jewish people. You need it, Achashverosh, not only me. It's needed. Objectively, it's required. Subjectively, meaning I have a chisan, I have a void, I have an emptiness, and bakasha is, it's needed be'etem. I want you to give me in that context, set over a story, that once he was going on the bus in Eretz Yisrael with a maskil. A maskil is a guy who like has the questions. And the maskil be'etem asked them, my ahanu le'rabonam. What the Gemara says in the Masechet Sanhedrin, that's called the kofer. And the pikkurus, who needs rabbis? Who needs talmidei chachamim? That's what the maskil asked him. So the Moshe starts telling him all kinds of mamrei chazal. So the maskil said, I don't want chazal. Of course chazal is going to say how important it is to be a talmidei chachamim. I want something from Torah Shebiktav, the Bible. So the Moshe asked him, are you mekabel the dikduk of the Gra? Yeah, even the maskilim are into dikduk? Yeah, the dikduk of the Gra will take. He told him this going about shelo bakasha. The shelo is for your personal needs. Bakasha is objectively needed. He said, fine. And then it says, Achas Sha'alti, David HaMelech asks about learning Torah. Achas Sha'alti Me'es Hashem, Oysa, Avakesh, Shiv Me'es Hashem Kom Mechayah. So he said, Lashon She'ela, and Lashon Bakasha on learning Torah. She'ela is for my personal needs, but Bakasha is, it's needed for everybody. So here you see from the Tanakh, a prophet of Tehillim, that learning Torah is a kiyum of She'ela, but also a kiyum of Bakasha. Bakasha means it's needed for everybody. I'd like to end the story on the maskil with Chozer B'Tshuva, but that didn't happen. He remained the maskil. But anyway, I'll call upon him. But Moshe went on to explain also that's because one of the Sherman was called Shoyel. Shoyel. Why is it called Shoyel? He says, because the Gemara in Bamasiyah says, what's the definition of a Shoyel? Kol ha'anoa shelo. Meaning, the object itself is not his. But he has it as much as he needs it. As much as he needs it. So consequently, that's because it's called Shoyel. That's what Moshe didn't say, but I would like to add, you know how you say a grave, a kever, death in Hebrew? Yaakov Avinu said, Ki ered el bni, avel, she'ola. Why is it called she'ola? Why is she'ol, which means death, mitzvah, gehenom, that's one of the names of gehenom, why is it from Moshe she'ola? But again, according to what Moshe is saying here, it's very understood. It's expressing a lack, a void, an emptiness. I'm thirsty. And that's what a she'ola represents. I know when Moshe said this word, this goes back 26 years ago, he was then in his 40s, and he was in his chabura. If you ask the question, which was a little bit off, he made you feel, I guess part of Shitas Chinuch, that you're 2 cents. Or in English we'll say 1p. It comes out the same. 1p is 2 cents. And to ask him a question was mamash a pachad gadol. And I remember when he said that, Nakuda, I had a question to ask, but 26 years ago I was a very young book, and I was afraid to ask. But after 45 minutes, I mustered the courage and asked him. Of what he said 45 minutes ago. It came out a little corny. I said, if She'ela means chisan, how can you say that about a Kodesh Baruch Hu She'ela? What do you say about Kodesh Baruch Hu? Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoel Mimach Kim Li'ira. How can you say an Eberstel Lashon Chisan? So he thought for a moment, and I don't know if he's thinking to kill me, to hang me, to maybe he's just going to avoid me, which was even worse. And after a minute, he thought and said, She'ela Tova. Okay, I can go home now. He said, the Gavaldi Gavaldi Moshe. He said, that's the oimek of what the Gemara Dashans on that very pasuk. Akol b'dei shemaim, chutz mi shemaim. The Gemara Bachar Zavon Gilom. So to speak, kibyochol, so to speak, let's say 20 times, I, Yiras Shemaim, Ein Lamala, Es Chosav Aliyanim. Therefore you could say, Ma Hashem Lukecha Shoyal Mimach. If it would have said, Ma Hashem Lukecha Mevakish Mimach, Kim Li Yira, the Gemara would have not dashed in the Kol B'Dei Shemaim Chutz Mi Hashemaim. That's what Moshe said. Dafka because it says Lashon She'ela, the Gemara dashes it. Okay. So a question creates, so what's the mila when you absorb information as a result of a question? It's like the difference between drinking a geshmak of Coke when you're very thirsty. Or stop. When you're very thirsty, right? It takes care of your thirst. But if it's stop, I'm drinking, okay. That's the difference if you absorb a question and answer information as an answer to a question, because the question means there's a thirst, there's a need, and stam. I want to, according to that, just to conclude this nekuda, that Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz itself brings the medrash, a gavaldika medrash, that there was an uncle and nephew. The uncle was of Yosef ben Yoezer, who was God Lador, and he's about to be executed on Shabbos by the Malchus Yavan. And he's being led on a horse to be executed. The nephew is a bum. A Mechal Shabbos before Hesia, and he is a lowlife. And he's also riding a horse on Shabbos. For the fun of it. And they meet. Try to picture this meeting. The Medrash says in Bereishis Rabbah Samachei Kavbeis, they meet. The uncle's on a horse about to be executed, one of the Gedolei Yisrael, and the nephew's on a horse, Mechal Shabbos. Even on this tragic moment, the nephew tells the uncle, it tells you what Madrega this nephew was, he tells him, hey, look at the horse that you're riding on, you're about to be executed, and look at the horse that I'm riding on, I'm having fun. So the uncle told him, Im kach, if you're having it so good, Im kach lo'ois, if you have it so good and you're transgressing the will of Hashem, I'll have it good one day. Obviously referring to Elam Haba. But this nephew is not in the Madrega to understand Elam Haba. So he asked him a question. Is there anybody in the world who was a bigger tzaddik than you are? And you're about to be executed. So what do you mean you're going to have it good? So he flipped around the Kavachomer and he told him, okay, in kachla or say ritzoinai, if those who listen to Hashem are suffering so, like myself, kavachomer lemachisa, how much more so those who transgress us in Hashem? What do you know what's going to be tomorrow? What's going to be next week? Says the Medrash, nichnas bo adobo ke'erev shel achna. That second kavachomer hit him like a poison of a snake. Holach v'kiyim v'atzmo abba mitzvos beisin. And he committed suicide by fulfilling abba mitzvos beisin. Skila, Srepa, Herak, Bechenek. Nisnanim Yosef ben Yezer, Ish Trego, the uncle, the Rami Tosser for Rachas Boavir, Omar, Vishah Kala Kidmani Zele Gan Eden. He beat me to Gan Eden by a few minutes. So says Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz, why do you throw in the Kabbalah Chomer, the first one, which is based on Elam Haba, and he knew that the nephew would understand it. If you have it so good, so I, for sure, says the uncle, will have it good. And he says, what do you mean? So then he said the other Kabbalah Chomer, well, if I suffer so much, who knows what's waiting for you? Why didn't he tell him straight the second Kavachomer? Says Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz, he chose the Madrig of Rabbi Yossi, even though he's about to be executed, he's still thinking of tricks, how to recover his nephew. He wants him to ask a question. And once the nephew, you put your brain in question mode, now, if you get the answer, it will hit. If you would tell him straight the second Kavachomer, it would have gone in one ear and come out the other ear. Gone. He purposely threw it in a kavachomer, which is true, but he knew he wouldn't understand. And maybe because it's such a tragic moment, even the nephew started saying, hey, what do you mean? You got him to ask a question. Now, give him information. When it will be absorbed as an answer, it makes an unbelievable impact. That's what the Chacham Shmuel Levitz says. So that's one mahalak to explain the uniqueness of Sheila v'Tshuva. But there's another deher here. Something which is a little bit deeper, which is nogea, to what we want to speak about today and the time that we have left. There's a Gemara Maseches Megillah that Rabbi Bezer Mudaf that says even Daniel made a toast to the cheshbon of the 70 years. You know the Gemara says that Achashverosh made a mistake. Everybody made a mistake. How do you know that Daniel made a mistake? Because he did figure it out at the end. Because it says Ani Daniel binoisi b'tzvan. I Daniel, I understood from the tzvan. Says the Gemara binoisi michlal de to'ah. If you understand, that means first you misunderstood. I'm not even thinking, come on. There's no understanding which is not preceded by misunderstanding. Ein kaze davar that you understand straight. Be nice. I understood. Michlal de Tor. That means he had previously a mistake. There's another Gemara Masech of Gittin that says, Ein adam omid al divrei Torah. A person cannot understand divrei Torah, and I can. Nichshol ben. There's no such thing as understanding straight. The first shot. Maybe it could happen once in the blue moon, like winning a lottery. But a true Havana has to go through misunderstanding and then understanding. That's what the Gemara says. The Maharal in the beginning of Berardi and Beragoyla has, it's all, as far as I know, the only time he has like a dialogue, a conversation with the reader. And he tells the reader, Hineneni mishtatech arsa, I beg of you. She'im yikra dvorim elu, that if you can read my sperm, v'lo yikansu b'libo, they will not enter your heart. She'achzor v'yikra v'yayen od, please read it again. Ki advarim elu, these words of my sefer, lo yikansu b'lev akore, they will not enter the heart of the reader, rak v'iyun rav m'od, only when you really toil on it. Ki kachem kol divrei emes v'yosher. That's how all words of truth and yosher. Nir'im rechokim b'tchilat ha'iyun, they appear far-fetched when you first look at it. Ulevasof yitgele v'yairu kashemesh b'tzorayim. And then they will light like sun and daylight. But the Ma'al says, kachem kol divrei emes, that when you first hear a divrei emes, what's your initial response? And it sounds far-fetched. And then later, yairu kashemesh b'tzorayim. Why is it so? Why can't you understand straight on? Bingo, you got it the first time. Binoiti Michal de Tor. And at the moment of Diva Teira, and we can nixel there. Call Diva Emmet Vioishis at the moment. Initially, always looks Chachok. Chachok means not true. The Az Yail Keshemesh the Soran. Why is that so? So we saw early Weingrub, a big girl in the neighborhood, told me that the reason for that is that after Chet Odom Arishon, there's an Ervuvia. An eruvia, a mishmash in our whole essence, and everything is ambiguous. There's no clarity. What happened before the chet? There was, like the Rambam says in the beginning of Nevuchim, there was emes and sheker, and the emes was by itself, and the sheker was by itself, and the nachash was from outside. After the chet, after Yetzer Metzadas, there's an eruvia, a mishmash in everything in this world. Toiv v'ra meshamshim b'irvuvia. Everything is a mishmash. We don't have clarity that we could understand in the first shot. Advar emes. Advar emes, which is deeper. Advar chokhmah. We come with such, we're so confused as a result of the chet. We don't have the kaling to understand something the first time. Psh, bingo. We have to go through the procedure, remove our confusion away, until you reach that clarity. That's what he said. But basically, it's a big yisoid. The Ramchal says it down also, that the word kashya, meaning how do you remove all our confusion away? Through asking questions. The questions remove what makes it unclear until you reach that the right point. The Ramchal says that the word kashya comes from the word kash. What does kash mean? Straw. There's a lot of straw on our head. When we look at something, we think we want the garin, the seed, but there's a lot of straw, and you need the kashas to remove the straw and reach that inner seed. That's what the Ramchal says. They may adapt the machlekes of kibulim shosim b'torah leshaber aklipos ulahavir akushia shemstot kash. The Reb Chaim Vital says on the Arizal, he says gamri itiv. I saw him. He writes in the Priya Chaim. כשהקורא בהלוכה בין החברים, when Arizal was learning a sugya of Gemara with everybody else, היה מקשה בכוח. He was like, ask kashas in a very, work hard. עד שהיה ניל למוד, he would get tired from it. ומזיע זה הגדולה, he would sweat. ושאלתי, and I asked him, למה עושה כן? Why are you doing it? Like, why are you working so hard? והשיב לי, כי עסק ההלוכה הוא לשבר את הקליפה, כי כל קושייה מסיך קש ותבן. Every kash has a removal of kash the tevin. Kash means straw, and tevin means? Also straw. Okay. Two kinds of, to get the shtufim out. And then, by the way, then when you discover the truth, it's called nehoira migoy chasucha. It's light from the darkness, which is even a bigger lightness than if it wouldn't have been the dark. A question means, I'm in the dark. You know, we say it in English, I'm in the dark. You know, stam manyan, I don't have a marker for this gematria, I'm making it up. What's the numerical value of she'ela? Shin is 300, aleph is 1, 301, lamed, 331, hey, 336. And what's the numerical value of b'choshech? I'm in the dark. Bet, chet, vav, shin, chav. Also 336. 336. Nachman with the vav. She'ela with what? She'ela doesn't have you. No one knows what it is. Right? It's not a real deal. Okay, Nachon? Sheila is 336. Mechoshech is 336. I'm in the dark. In Yiddish you say, when you've got a good answer, Gavon Nichtik. How do we say that? The Sugya is Nichtik. Now it's light again. Before it was dark, now it's light. So the first understanding that we had before is the Shela creates that thirst, like Ruchan Shulevitz's word with the uncle and nephew, and now you absorb the information through a deeper meaning. But there's more. A Shela is removing the irvuvia and the tishtush and the ambiguity that is in the world as a result of Chet Adam Rishon. Remove all the Tevin and Kash and reach that. We have to do it after Chet Adam Rishon. According to that, we can understand what is the simcha when you hear a good kasha. What's b'chlap simcha, if we think about it? At a wedding, everybody dances, for Hashem of simcha. They just got married 2 seconds ago. What are you happy about? Let's see how we'll work out. I have a new suggestion. Let's say we should have a committee of experts that should evaluate the marriage 10 years later. You know, they should live in the house for a month and fill up a questionnaire. And if after 10 years it's working out well, then do a simcha. Unfortunately, I lived at the chasna. A month later, the couple got divorced. Never. It happens sometimes. So, who brought them up now that the simcha was premature? Should I ask that for my present? Huh? No. Why not? A child is born. Everybody's happy. Let's see what this child will be. What do you have already now? The answer is that simcha means opportunities are open. A potential. A window of an opportunity was given over to me. That's what simcha means. If I'll take advantage of it or not, that's the second issue. That's suffering. The Guardian says it in one place also. That simcha is when you're out, when the options are open. Suffering is when you accomplish it. Smeichim be seisam, the suffering, the voyam, when they come back. But simcha is an opportunity of giving. When you hear a good kasha, what does that tell you? Even if you don't have the answer yet. I got to leap out my alba amas. The way I understand things now, I'm stuck. It pushes you to go out. To go beyond your boundaries. Every leap beyond boundaries is a tremendous simcha. And when you feel boxed in, that's a tremendous essence. You know, the Gemara in Erevin says, there's a tefach seichek and a tefach osev. A very concentrated tefach is called tefach osev. A tefach which is a little bit loose, a little bit bigger, is called tefach seichek. Did you ever hear the kind of a smiling inch? Did you ever hear that kind of word? A smiling yard? There's a smiling tefach and a sad tefach. What's up, Shad? When it's boxed in, when you feel dead end, that's asvus. When you feel, hey, a new window's open up, I'll see what kind of advantage I'll take, but that's called simcha. First of all, there's a simcha and a shayla that you have even more when you get to tshuva. A shayla tells you, hey, go beyond. Don't stay where you are now, because you're stuck. Leap out. Leap out of your four cubes. That is simcha. That's what the Mal is saying over there. Now, let's go to answer the other questions in the 3 minutes that we have left. What is the tafkid of Am Yisrael? It's written everywhere. I have a verse, a question that our tafkid is in the Sakin Oilam to bring the world back to the Master of other Mishnah called the Machet. That's written everywhere. What Atim Kulim Adam? Our tafkid is to bring the world back to the clarity which existed, like a clarity that a baby something says before you got confused. A real push to the clarity. That's our tafkid, to bring back the world to the clarity that existed before the chet. How do you do it? Through question and answer. That's the come. It's brought out. Umi ka'am chayisro. The virtue of the Jewish people is brought out through a question. It's not done. That's what our tafkid is. Our tafkid is to ask questions and to show that the world, the way it appears, face value, doesn't make sense. Who's the creator? Who's the engineer? Makarapo. So our tafkid is, Rabbi Katz has a book called World Mask. How's it called?
World Mask.
What's our tafkid? To reveal what's behind the mask? How do you do it? By asking questions. That's where the virtue of the Jewish people is brought out through a question. Umi ka'am chayisra. It's known. How does the Jew answer a question? With another question. Once they ask the Jew, why do you answer a question with a question?
Why
not? It's a joke, but there's a lot to do with it. Our tafkid is to ask questions. That's what we're here for. Our tafkid is to remove the kash from the bria and reach that clarity. So our tafkid is to ask questions. What are we doing in yeshivas all day? What are we trained to do? To ask questions. Answers already is the second stage. Learn a sukkah, come up with a good kasha. That's such a Jewish trait, to ask questions, because that's our mahut. to ask a question. Nimele, why is the night of Lel Tezvav a night of Sheila Veshuva? What has happened in Yetzias Yisrael? This is something which I have to conclude already. What happened? We get on Mitzvah and what happened? So Jewish people get on Mitzvah. And? You know what I used to do when I was younger? I stopped doing it because some people look at me as Meshuggah. And what was better? Everybody coming home from shul. Nice suits. Chakush Otameach. The only night of the year that you say hello. Wow, what a special night. I would tell people, happy birthday. It's not my birthday. I was born in January. I was born in August. One guy told me happy birthday. He says, right, how do you know? So you ask my wife, how do you know? The point being is, the Jewish people were born. How old are the Jewish people? On the list of Lel HaSeder, 3,325 years. From when do you count it? Matan Torah? No. You see, it's our birthday. Who told me? How do I know it's the birthday? It's supposed to be Nechazkel. Hold on to death. It's supposed to go over there where it says, B'demayachayi, Yechazkel, divine. We were born. You could tell every single Jew that you see on Lel HaSeder, happy birthday. It's our 4th of July. I'm an American. It's our 4th of July. We were born. Whatever we do on Lel HaSeder has to do with the essence of the Jewish identity. That's the message of Pesach. Shavuos is the essence of Torah. We were born. Tonight is the night of Sheila V'Tshuva to define the essence of the Jewish people. Umi ka'am ha'Yisrael. It's not some. Tonight is a nice night to get the children involved and have them ask questions. It's not only that. There's an onik here. Our mahus is to be to flag it, to ask a kasha. Therefore, the night that we were born is a night of Sheila V'Tshuva. Where did the Torah reveal it? By Ben She'enoy Deli Shol. Why? Ben She'enoy Deli Shol is like that baby that went before. He's not yet confused. Apsachloy. The Lashon of Chazal is. How does a Ben She'enoy Deli Shol receive the information? With clarity. Because he didn't grow up yet with the Yitzhahara and so on to be again in the Mishmash. What? The Rosh of Erech Nevet doesn't say by him. The Rosh is a lost guy. He is definitely confused. A bench, Lashon Chazal is apsachloy. What does it mean, apsachloy? It will be his first information that he will receive without confusion. Our goal is to reach the clarity that a little child has. That's the essence, that's what our goal is. You tell a baby about a Kodesh Baruch Hu, a little boy, he understands it immediately. Tell a little kid, 3 or 4 years old, he doesn't have any problems with it. Afterwards, you grow up, and then all the confusion starts. The Sheila V'Tshuva is to reach that clarity of a She'enoy De'Elisho, a Pashta Mahalach. Therefore, the Gilui of Sheila V'Tshuva was said by a Ben She'enoy De'Elisho. If it's Stama Mitzvah, you have a Kasha. Over there, there's no Sheila V'Tshuva. But this idea of the Sheila V'Tshuva is to reach clarity and to remove the Mishmas that exists in the Bria, here, a Ben She'enoy De'Elisho is a proper source for this Mahalach of understanding that the goal is to reach simple clarity without any confusion. Therefore, it was said by a Ben She'enoy De'Elisho. I want to wish all of us a voice that in Mitzvah Hashem we should be Zoicha to really have that clarity that a Sheila V'Tshuva is supposed to lead us to.